We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Chosh and Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dayonim, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Gimel. This halacha we mentioned is based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, specifically starting from paragraph 11. That paragraph mentions a few deep concepts a little bit. It speaks about the concept of Chas V'Shalom Mikra Laila, a person having an impure emission, what's called an accidental emission during the night. And Rabbeinu Salveh discusses some of the things that cause that. Among them, what's related to us specifically, is when there is a kilkul hamishpot, or an ivus hamishpot, when there's something wrong, something defective in justice and judgment. And Rav Nosson Zal is expounding on that now. In order to really understand it clearly, it's recommended to look over that paragraph, especially paragraph Yud Aleph there, in addition to the whole Torah. It's also great. Kimavur Shamba Toiranal, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, She'ikr Pegam Hamishpot, She'al Yedei Ze Bo Pegam Abris, Hu Al Yedei She'malin Bechinas Tipas Esav Yishmoel El Hamoyach. There, Rabbeinu Zal explains that one of the main problems in Mishpat, which causes Pegam Habris, is when the droplet of Esav Yishmoel is elevated to the brain in an improper way. Umachmaze koshe v'koveid mo'id lahalois ulevarer ha-mishpot. And when that happens, the mishpat becomes very defective, and it becomes extremely difficult to correct the mishpat. Now, over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains that tefillin, which represent a very high level of holiness, tefillin are associated with the brain. What nourishes the brain of a Jew is the liquids of the body, the specific liquids, especially referring to the union of Tikkun HaBris, to the degree that a person is careful not to waste seed, chas v'shalom, not to lose zera, or the oils of the body that it's referred to, the pure oils and liquids of the body, then that feeds the brain, that nourishes the brain, and allows the brain to flourish, and it also feeds moichin, seichel, into the tefillin. And this, both of these, the brain of the person and the tefillin, are then where they're supposed to be at. However, in bringing up these liquids of the body to the brain, there are certain liquids that are not supposed to be brought to the brain, that are supposed to be evicted, egested from the body. Just like we know through how the body works, there's a digestive system whereby things that we take into the body are processed, they're broken up. Part of the food that's healthy and that's positive and that could help the body is sent out via the blood to all different parts of the body, to the brain, to the heart, to all different parts of the body. The parts of the food that are unhealthy, that are not good, that are harmful to the body, are processed and sent out of the body through excretion or through ingestion. The liquids are sent out of the body, and there's liquid waste and solid waste. There is what's known as the tipa of Esav and Yishmoel, the droplet of Esav and Yishmoel, which refers to impure liquid that could be in the body, and that liquid obviously should not be sent up to the brain, otherwise it'll harm the brain. That liquid has to be sent out of the body. If, chas v'shalom, due to any kind of problem, those droplets of Esav Yishmoel go up to the brain, they can damage, do harm to the brain. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran that the brain, which is Chachma and Seichel, are tied into Mishpat, the person's ability to judge. Person's judgment is clear when his brain is working properly. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech where it says that Shlomo HaMelech possessed the Chachma Lasois Mishpat. He had the knowledge and the intellect to judge correctly. So we see the connection. When the Chachma is being fed properly, being nourished properly by the holy liquids of the body, then the brain works properly, the mishpat is solid. When chas v'shalom any of this improper liquid gets up, it's harmful. And Rabbeinu Zalveir refers to the in mishpat, there's the term for proper mishpat, and there's crooked judgment. When the judges are crooked, or the judgment is crooked, that's called mishpat me'ukal, mem ayin kuf lamed. Rabbeinu Zal says there that there's an obvious connection between this spoiled mishpat, which is called mishpat me'ukal, and the word amolek, which is the exact same letters as me'ukal, because amolek represents pigama bris. In Parsha Zohar that we read about Amalek, we say, remember what Amalek did to you, asher korcha baderech. He attacked you, he came upon you when you were traveling. And the word korcha has multiple meanings. The word korcha is also related to keri, which is another name for mikre laila, this chas v'shom accidental emission, wasting seed chas v'shom. So Amalek is this korcha, this pigama bris, which is tied into the mishpat me'ukal, crooked or defective judgment, as Rabbeinu Zal connects it over there. And again, we said the brain, which controls the mishpat, is nourished by the positive liquids of the body, oils of the body, just like a candle is fed. You can't feed a candle with water, you can feed a candle with oil. A candle takes oil. The brain is compared to a candle, ner elokim nishmas adam. That candle is nourished with the oils of the body. I don't want to go into it now because it'll be too long, but it's interesting. It's relevant to Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. In many machzorim, in the tefillah of Musaf, in the Chazoras Hashatz of Musaf, when the Chazan recites the paragraph, U'mipnei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu, because of our sins, we were evicted from the land of Eretz Yisrael. In many good machzorim, they have a prayer underneath there. On bottom of that, in the lower half of the machzor, there's a tefillah there from the Chidozal. It's not his tefillah, it's a tefillah that he found from earlier rabbis, Kadmoinim, which is all about Tikkun HaBris. Because all the Sfarim tell us that the main sin that's responsible for Golus, for our exile, and all the troubles of the Jewish people, is Pigama Bris, this item. In that tefillah, it discusses, it expounds on the topic of Pigama Bris, Mikra Laila especially, and it mentions two names of Hashem that are associated with this. One of the names is the name Beis Yud Tes. We've mentioned this in the past, which makes up the first letters of the pasuk, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim. Kaviyochel, with Hashem's arm, he gathers in the sheep, or a shepherd gathers in the sheep with his arm. The word Zroya means arm. The word Zera also means seed. That pasuk, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim, is used also to referring to gathering in any lost seed, any wasted seed. And the first letters of that pasuk are Beis Yud Tes, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us in Atbash, in the code, where you reverse the first letter of the alphabet with the last, the second from the beginning with the second from the end. A Beis becomes a Shin, a Yud becomes a Mem, a Tes becomes a Nun, which is the word Shemen. This name of Hashem, Beis Yud Tes, in code, is shemen, which means oil, referring to this holy oil, the seed in the body, the liquids in the body, which if a person, a Jew, keeps it sacred and holy, then it nourishes the brain. The brain is being fed with healthy gasoline, healthy delic, healthy oil, and it results in pure mishpat, in a kosher mishpat. If chas v'shalom, that shemen, that zera is being wasted, chas v'shalom, then it's the then other liquids try to get up. The tipa of Esav Yishmael tries to creep up there, and that causes major harm. The other name of Hashem that's mentioned there is Ches Beis Vav, which is the first letters of the pasuk Chayil Bola Vayikienu. He swallows up Chayil. Chayil means an army. Chayil means powerful, something powerful. But then in the end, he's forced to throw it up, to egest it, to vomit it up. This refers to the power of the sitra achra. When we commit sins, especially this sin, chas v'shalom, if a person, chas v'shalom, if the seed does not go to the right place, then that seed goes, the sitra achra is able to swallow it up. That's this chel bola, the sitra achra swallows up this seed. The great, great tzaddikim, though, have the power, they know different secret ways, how to be able to cause the sitra achra to have to spit it up, vomit it up, to have to return that holy seed, those sparks of Kedusha, that holy seed that was captured by the sitra achra, for it to give it up. Okay, just to give a little bit of clarification to what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran and what Rav Nosson Zal is speaking about here. Back into the Likutei Halachos. V'alkein, osur lodun b'yechidi. Because of the fact that this item of mishpat is so delicate and so fragile, and it's so easy for it to get messed up when there's pegama bris, this is one of the reasons why you can't have one judge making decisions. Utzrichen shloisha dayanim. There's a minimum requirement of three judges that make up the minimum court, Jewish court of law. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Because in the process that we just spoke about, we spoke about two different directions. We spoke about holy seed, holy liquid, holy oils that have to be directed up to the brain. That's one direction. We spoke about unholy liquid, the tipa of Esav and Yishmael, which has to be directed away from the brain, has to be moved in the other direction. So we need two different opposite activities to take place here. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki elu hadayonim tzrichim levarer ulahalois hamishpot, because these judges, their mission is to try to purify and elevate the justice, the judgment, minifilosei, from its fallen state. Shenofal, how did the mishpot fall? It fell as a result of the fact that one of these two litigants is a bad boy. He's trying to steal money. Either he stole or he's trying to steal money from the other guy. He's trying to take money that's not his. He's trying not to return a loan, whatever it is. Someone messed up here, is doing something wrong in the finances, which has brought them to court now, which implies there's something crooked, there's something wrong with the mishpat, which when being brought before the judges, hopefully, if they are good, serious rabbis, they'll be able to identify who's right and who's wrong, and be able to correct any wrongdoing over here. They're going to correct the mishpat. Shezeh b'chinas pegama mishpat. When someone is trying to take money that's not theirs or something like that, that's a concept of a defect in the mishpat. Shaydei zeh bo mikra laila. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 5, in the second half of Likutei Moran, paragraph 11, that when there's pegama mishpat, it causes chas v'shalom mikra laila, this type of improper, impure emission during the night. Ayin Shem, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal shows this. Ukishiyevararu hamishpat, and when the judges will bring forth a proper judgment, when they'll clarify who's right and wrong and make it clear, v'yalu v'yachzeru hamomoin lemekoimoi lemishehu shalei bemes, and they will return the money to it really belongs to, they'll make sure the money is in the right place. Boze yalu v'yevararu pegam hanitzoitzois shenoflu al yidei pegam hamikra. In doing that, they are also correcting those sparks, those holy sparks which fell into the hands of the sitra achra as a result of that mikra laila chas v'shalom, which caused the pegam hamishpat. Yalu oisam el hamoyach. These judges will help elevate those sparks, the holy sparks, to send them up to the brain. Shezeh b'chinas tikkun hatfilin. This represents the tikkun of tfilin. Tfilin is the holiness of the brain. Shenimshach, which is brought about al yedei shemalin mibchinas hechtim besoroi, when we elevate holiness from a fallen state, which is called Hechdim Besoroi, as Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moran, Shebo Al Yedei Cherev Hagaiva, which is caused when rulers, leaders, have arrogance and they misuse their authority, we elevate that holiness, Lebechinas Pituche Choysom Koidesh Lashem. We elevate from Hechdim. Hechdim is a concept where the choysim, the seal, has become defective, impure, tamei. We elevate it to choysim, pituche choysim, kodesh lashem, to a choysim, a seal of holiness. Again, Rav Nosson Sal's touching on it here. Over there in Likutei Moran, it's expounded a little more. Tikkun HaBris, when a person has Tikkun HaBris, a bris milah is where the mohel engraves and inscribes the seal of Hashem into the child. That's the terminology, that's the spiritual terminology that's used regarding bris milah and Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is referred to as choysam of kedusha, choysam kodesh Hashem. The opposite of that, there's a pasuk in the Torah where it speaks about a person defiling themselves, becoming impure, and there it's called hechdim besoroi. The chosam becomes tarnished, becomes spoiled, becomes messed up. And our mission is to elevate the holiness that has fallen, to elevate it from the state of hechdim besoroi to the status of chosam digdusha, and thereby generate the light of tefillin, which is seichel, which is moichin. Aval tzrichen li zoher, however, in this process of sending up these fallen sparks, sending up these oils of the body that are coming from below, from the bris, tzrichen li zoher, we have to be very careful, shaloi lahalois yoiser midai, not to elevate any excesses, any things that are not supposed to be elevated. Kedei shaloi lahalois selamoya chas v'shalom, Bechinas tipas esav yishmoel, so that we don't send up to the brain those droplets, those tipos of that are associated with esav and yishmoel, who are the leaders of the 70 nations. Sheikar pigam hamishpot bo al yedei zeh, because that's what really causes a mess up of the brain, which means a mess up of the mishpot. When these impure, these droplets that are not supposed to be elevated, just like when you have a candle and you're feeding it with oil, pure oil, the candle burns beautifully. If some junk gets mixed into that oil, when that junk moves towards the wick, towards the flame, it can actually cause the flame to be extinguished because it's not pure. Just like gasoline in a car, when the gasoline is pure, the engine is flowing. Pour in some junk into that, there's some garbage in that gasoline, it'll clog the engine and cause the whole thing to break down. Because when we mistakenly, if we mistakenly send up that droplet of Esav Yishmoel to the brain, not only does that not help Tikkun HaBris, that causes Pigama Bris. That makes the desire, the wrong type of desire, the excessive desire for women, even stronger. Alkein, Yefshir Le'echod Lahaloi Solavar HaMishpot Koroi. This will explain why one person is not enough to correct the Mishpot, to fix the Mishpot, to be a judge. Utzrichen Lefochoi Shloisha. We need a minimum of three. Why? Kedei she'echod yenoite liyamin, ve'echod lismoil, ve'echod yachria. Whenever you have a quorum of three who are not necessarily in it, who don't see eye to eye perfectly, as most human beings don't. When people get together to discuss something, usually there's a right and a left and a center in terms of how people see things, how people analyze things. So when you have three judges, three rabbis sitting together, relative to each other, there's going to be a right and a left and a center. And we need all three of them. Kitzrichen daiko she'echod yito lismoil. We need one of those rabbis to lean to the left, kedei litchois bechinas tipas esav yishmoel, in order to push away, to reject the droplet of esav yishmoel that might be trying to get into the oil, into the gasoline. Al yedei zeh, But through that, bebechinas, and we know that the left is supposed to push away, reject. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, smoil doicha, with the left hand you push away, with the right hand you bring close. This is about a parent and a child, or a rabbi and students. In order to have a balanced relationship, the left hand is supposed to push away, the right hand to bring close. So we need three rabbis. We need a left to push away the tipa of Esav of Yishmael. Then we need ve'echod noitel yamin. We need one of the rabbis who's going to lean to the right. Ze bechinas yamin mekareves. The Gemara tells us that the right is the one that brings close. Shemekarev u'male mashetzrichen lekarev u'lahaloi sulvara. That rabbi is going to bring close and elevate those sparks of holiness that can be elevated, that can be corrected, that can be used to feed the brain. Voz yovoy hashlishi, and then the third rabbi comes along, v'yachria mashetzrichen levara lahalois mashetzrichen lidchois. He's going to be the traffic cop. He's going to direct to the right and to the left. He's going to be the one to help make that decision, what goes to the right, what goes to the left. What gets rejected and evicted from the body, the tipa of Esav Yishmael, as waste, and what gets directed upwards. V'oz daiko yetzei hamishpot ketikunoi. And then, and only then, will there be a proper judgment and true justice. It's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah that this is also why the birth of the Jewish people had to be in this manner, that we required three forefathers of the Jews. Avram Avinu was a tremendous tzaddik, very, very holy person. But because of the fact that a major part of his mission was to rectify the damage that was caused by Adam HaRishon, Adam and Chava, therefore, in the liquids, in Avram Avinu, there came forth a Yishmael. He gave birth to a Yishmael first, and then to a Yitzchak. This was so that whatever negativity, whatever defectiveness was found in Avram Avinu was sent out of Avram Avinu into Yishmael, and then the purity continued to flow down to Yitzchak Avinu. Even then, that was one level of refinement. Even in Yitzchak, it wasn't perfect yet. There was the tipa of Esav that had to be ejected before, in order for Yaakov Avinu to be able to come out pure. And this is one of the reasons why Esav supposedly came out first. He pushed to come out first so that the tumah, the impurity, should go out in Esav, and Yaakov Avinu is coming out after a double filter. The tipa of Yishmael, the tipa of Esav was released so that there's none of that in Yaakov Avinu, none of that impurity in Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Mito Shlema, a perfect bed, pure seed. Avul Echod, whereas one judge, Ief Shaloi Lodun, he's not qualified to judge alone. Kitzorech Le'inyan Birur Hamishpot, Kemoi Shnei Hafachim. Because we've just shown that in order for the justice to be refined, to come out right, it has to be going two directional, in two opposite directions. We need, number one, Shehu Lahalois Mehechtim Sorei, Lebechinas Pituchei Choysam, those sparks of Kedusha, which fell into the Sitrachra, which can be elevated, which can be brought back to the holiness, we have to elevate them from the fallen state, which is called Hechtim Besoroi, to the state of Pituchei Choysam Kodesh Lashem, Bechinas Tfilin. And number two, the Lidchois Bechinas Tipas Eis of Yishmael. We have to push out, reject, eliminate from the body the droplet of Esav and Yishmael, Sheloi Lifkoim HaMishpot Al Yodom, so that the Mishpot will not be harmed or soiled through them. Now guess what? Which one of the three forefathers is called Mishpot? Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Nizal mentions it in chapter 2 in Likud Imran. Mishpot Utzedoko BeYaakov. Because Yaakov is Mishpot, he's the third judge. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, those are our judges. That's the Bezdin. If you recall in Yom HaZoirim, in the opening shot of Yom Kippur, on Kol Nidrei night, There's a whole chapter there from the Tikkuni Zohar, which speaks about releasing the Shechina from Golus, etc. And there it mentions this quorum of three, these three rabbis, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, who have the authority and the power. If Hashem swore that we're going to be in exile, no problem. We have a bezin to do HaTorah Snedorim. We have Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, who represent perfection of Mishpat. Avraham Avinu is Chesed, Isha Chesed. Yitzchok is Pachad Yitzchok. Yaakov is Mishpatei Hashem Emes. Titein Emes LeYaakov. Mishpat Utztokah. There are many psukim to show that Yaakov Avinu is the concept of Mishpat. His name, he's also known as Yisrael. The Tikkuni Zohar says Yisrael, Kael is Chesed. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed, Kael, Kol, Hayom. And Shir, the remaining letters, Shin Yud Resh, is the Levim who are Midas Hadin. Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Din, Yisroel is the combination of both. Al Kain, therefore, Behechrich, Sheyeshvu Shnayim. Therefore, you must have two judges, Sheyesh Bohem Deois Hafuchois, who don't see exactly, no two Jews see things exactly alike. There are they see one is more to the right, one is more to the left. Ze noitelimin vezel ismoil. Shai deze nase shnei bechino isanal. So now we have a right and a left. The right is going to be makarev and elevating all of those sparks that can be elevated. The left is going to be pushing away any ace of Yishmoel. Bechina smoil doich of yimin makareves. Ve'oz hashlishi. And then the third one, machria. The third one balances the whole thing out and decides between them. Ve'yotzei ha-mishpot lo'er koroi. And then the mishpot comes to light in its full proper manner. Va'ayin b'hatoyra hanal heitev. Rav Nelson Zal says, if you'll study that chapter 5 in Likutei Moran well, v'havein, you'll understand this really properly. Paragraph Dalid, Vese Sham Rabbi Seinuzal. This will also explain why the Gemara says Sheyire Hadayon Keilu Gehenim Psucha Mitachtov, that a judge, when he sits down on his chair to sit in judgment, he shouldn't be smiley wily. He shouldn't be thinking this is fun, this is cute, he should picture as if Gehenim, the entranceway to Gehenna, is open in front of him, waiting to swallow him up if he makes a mistake, chas v'shalom. V'cherev bein yarchoisov, and there's a sword between his thighs. That's the wording in the Gemara, sword between his thighs, bein yarchoisov. V'lamdu, the Gemara learns this out from the pasuk, hine mitosei shel ashloimoi, Shishim Giboirim Savevlog Giboirim Chama Kulam Achuze Cherev Melumde Melchama Mipachad Baleilois. The Gemara shows how that pasuk is related to the concept of a judge sitting in judgment, and how he has to be fearful of Gehenim and of this sword that's aimed at him. Gehenim Sucho Mitachtov. This term that Gehenim is open in front of him. Zebchinas Hamishpot Shenofal Ad Hatohim Tachtiyos. This refers to the concept that today, when we are in exile, when the Jewish people are in Golus, and things are so upside down, justice, the world is so full of injustice, so that the Mishpot has fallen to the lowest depths, to the Tohim Tachtiyos. Shehu Bechinas HaGehenim. The Mishpat has fallen into the sub-basement, which is referred to as Gehenim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mishpotecho Tohoim Rabo. Your justice, Hashem, is in the great Tohoim. Sheze Nimshach Al Yidei Shemalin El Hamoyach Tipas Esav Yishmoel Kana. One of the things that causes this is when people are improperly sending up that droplet of Esav Yishmoel to the brain. The brain is being fed with impurity. Shehadayin tzorech lesaken zois. And that's something that the judges are required to correct, to fix. lehalois hamishpat misham, to elevate the mishpat from its fallen state where people are stealing from each other, people are robbing and borrowing and not for all of this stuff, to elevate it. So that's the first statement in Gemara about the Gehenim open in front of him. V'cherev munachas bein yarchoisov, and the sword that's positioned between the thighs, between the loins, ze bechinas mashetzorech levarer cherev hagaiva. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran uses this terminology, that there are improper leaders who have a sword, they have power, and they use their power with arrogance. They're not really qualified to know how to lead people in a proper way. They have this cherev hagaiva, and we have to see to it lahalois, to fix that, mibechinas hechtim lebechinas choisim negdusha, from the damaged state, which is called hechtim besoroi, to the holy state, holy pure state, which is called choisim of kedusha. Shekol ze tzorech hadayon lesakin. All of this is the mission of a proper judge. Through his conducting himself properly, he has the ability to correct all of this. Ki pegam abris, upegam hagzela, shu pegam amishpot, tluyim ze boze kanal. Because as we showed earlier in the previous year, these two things, pegam abris, sins in the area of the bris kodesh, and sins in money matters, stealing, improper money dealings, which is a form of pegam amishpot, they go together. The Gemara says a person who steals from somebody else, it's like he's having relations with that person's wife. It's like adultery. Tluyim ze baze, they're dependent on each other. V'chol ze lomdu rabbeinu zal mi pasuk, and all of this whole Gemara, the rabbis learn out from the pasuk hine mitosoi shel shloimoi, which speaks about the bed of Shlomo HaMelech, bechinas mito shlema, referring to the holy bed. Bechinas tikkun abris, bechinas Yaakov, bechinas chut hameshulosh. Yaakov represents that triple stranded string, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Bechinas klolius hashloisha dayanim, the combination of all three judges. Shein bechinas tlas avon, which are the three forefathers of the Jews, haklulim beYaakov, who are all included in Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Mishpat utzedoko beYaakov, ki hu hayonoki legamri mipegam tipa seisav Yishmael, because Yaakov Avinu was completely pure from the droplets of Esav Yishmael, because they had been gotten rid of before he came around. Before Yaakov Avinu was brought into the world, Yishmael was sent out. The droplet of Yishmael was sent out into Yishmael, and the droplet of Esav was sent out into Esav. V'alkein, ikar tikkun amishpot, shehu shleimus tikkun abris al yodoi. And that's why the main tikkun of justice and tikkun abris is through Yaakov, is represented by Yaakov Avinu. That's why he's called Mito Shleima. V'ze ha-posuk, and this posuk, hine mitosei shel shlomo mipachad baleilos that we just discussed, nismach, is written right next to Leposuk, the other posuk, which speaks about the throne of Hashem. Apiryoin osolei amelech shloimoi, merkovoi argomon, toichoi rotzuf avo. Shehu bechinas kesher hamerkovo. This talks about binding together and fixing the merkovo, the throne of Hashem. We discussed this in the previous year, that the merkovo is the throne of Hashem, which is also called kisei mishpat, the throne of justice. That throne on the outside is purple, reddish, which is Midas Hadin, but in the inside, Toichoi Rotzuf Avo. It's totally lined with love, with whiteness. And when everything's going good, that whiteness is a pure love, a kosher love, a healthy love. When the Mishpat gets damaged, then the whiteness falls, the love falls into a misplaced love, a misdirected love. Love is blind, you know, a blind love that's chas v'shalom misdirected. Shehu bechinas kishur hamerkava, this is the concept of binding the throne together. That's a term that's used throughout the Torah. Shehu ikar tikkun abris, which is true tikkun abris, tikkun amishpot, Al kein nismechu ze lo ze. That's why those two psukim are put next to each other in Shir HaShirim. Ayin ba'atoyra na. Look again in chapter 5 in Likut Imran, paragraph 11 over there, and you'll understand this v'tov, and you'll understand this much better. This also explains why before we go to sleep at night, part of the Kriya Shma Lamita, we recite these psukim. Hine mitosei shel Shloimo shishin gvarim soviv lo, and we recite the Kishur HaMerkava, where we say, Mimini Michoel, Mismoili Gavriel, Milfoni Ariel. That is said as a preparation for going to sleep, because that's a protection that our sleep should be a healthy one. The brain should rest during the sleep. The droplets that are supposed to go up should go up. And chas v'shom, there shouldn't be chas v'shom any mikra laila, you know, which is the defect. Paragraph hey, ve'ikar arichas hagolus al yedei pegam hamishpat. One of the main things that causes the long exile that the Jewish people are going through. First, there was a 70-year exile. Then for the Golus Mitzrayim, which was 210 years, then 70 years. And now the Golus we're going through now, which is thousands of years. The main cause of it is Pigam HaMishpat, not conducting ourselves properly in how we deal with each other, in money matters and other things. Shaydezeh Nimshach B'yoyser Pigam HaMishpat. Because that causes major pegam habris, shekoshe ma'oid l'sakein. And when the pegam habris is tied into pegam hamishpat, extremely difficult to fix. Kemuvon ba'toyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, ukamay shekosuv. Now Rabbeinu Zal brings a few additional psukim to make it clearer and stronger. As the pasuk says, ha'hoifchem lelano mishpat. They pervert justice and they turn it into bitterness, into junk. Uksiv, there's another pasuk, Rosheho Beshoichad Yishpoitu. Her leaders, the leaders of the Jewish people, will be judged for the graft, the bribery, the graft, again, the perverted justice that they carry on because of their misdealings with money. V'chein b'harbei psukim, and we find this in many psukim throughout the Torah. V'zeh shom rabbi senuzal, and this will explain why the Gemara tells us, Shem Moshe Omar Eicho Eso Levadi. Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Dvorim, how in the world can I carry this nation by myself? How can I judge this nation alone? Yeshaya Omar, Yeshaya Hanavi used the word Eicha also. He said, Eicha Hoysa LeZoina. How did this holy, pure nation turn into a Zoina, a prostitute? VeYirmiya Omar, and Yirmiya Hanavi said, Eicha Yoshva Vodod, Ho'ir Rabosiyom Hoysa Kalmona. How is this city of Yerushalayim, which was so holy, so special, how is it alone now in a corner? Moshe Rabbeinu said, how in the world can I carry all of your dealings, all the shenanigans that go on in Klal Yisrael by myself? He was referring to Le'inyan Tikkun HaMishpat. He was talking about judging the Jewish people. Shegam Olav Kosha V'Koveid Zeh HaDovar Moid. So that even for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was extremely difficult, levarer hamishpat, to sort out the justice, to be able to come out with a proper mishpat. She'al ze omar eicho eso levadi torchachem umasachem verivchem. Look at the wording that he used. How can I carry myself all of your baggage, all your heavy baggage, and all of your disagreements, your rivchem, your fights, your arguments? Havu lochem anoshim, bring people, I need help, bring me people to help me out. Shekol ze medaber linyan tikkun hamishpat. This is all referring to setting up a proper judiciary system, proper judgment. Ki Moshe ro'o kamo koshe v'kovei tikkun hamishpat. Moshe Rabbeinu saw and understood how difficult and how heavy is, how difficult it is to achieve this tikkun ha-mishpat, this perfection of justice. Al kein omar shegam hu eino yochoy levar b'yatzmoy. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, even I am not capable of doing this alone, single-handedly. And that's why he said, how in the world can I carry this load by myself? The canal, as we explained before, because it's extremely difficult to judge by yourself. You have to be able to move in two directions at the same time. Then in later generations, during the time of Yeshaya Hanavi, the mishpat got messed up, was even worse than during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'al ze tzaak, and this is why Yeshaya Navi cried out to Hashem, Eicho hoiso lezoina kirya ne'emona. How did this holy city of Yerushalayim, this city of Emuna, get turned into a zoina? Mele'isi mishpat. It was originally full of justice, and now it became perverted. The word Malaysi there is written without an aleph in Eich over there to show that the Mishpat is defective. The Alufoy Shaloilam, the master of the world, was called, the letter aleph is missing over there. Ki Iker HaKilkul Shenasis Lezoina. Look at the word that Yeshaya Hanavi used when he spoke about injustice. When he spoke about the Mishpat being messed up, he used the word Zoina. Bechinas Pigam HaBris. Because the fact that there was so much Pigam HaBris at the time was showed this Kilkul HaMishpat, this defective Mishpat. In the beginning, at first, Yerushalayim was full of justice. V'ato, whereas now, Meratzchim, murderers have taken over. Murderers are in charge. This is what Yeshaya Navi said over there. The Hainu Kilkal HaMishpat, this messed up Mishpat. Ki ho b'ho talya, because the Zoyna and the Kilkal HaMishpat go together. Vayidei zeh hizgabra ha-sitra achra. And because the Mishpat got worse, then the Pigam HaBris got worse, then the sitra achra got even stronger. Ad shenechrav ha-beis ha-mikdosh, until it succeeded in bringing about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh. And we've mentioned in the past, if you look in the Gemara in Gittin, where it speaks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it mentions the destruction of three cities, three major cities in Klal Yisrael, which led up to the final destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. One city was Beitar, the second city was Yerushalayim, the third city was Tur Malka, Tesvav Reish Malka. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring Beis, Yud, Tes. Beitar is a Beis, Yerushalayim is the Yud, and Tur Malka is the Tes, showing that this was the issue. The Shemen, the oil, the Beis HaMikdash is the candle of Klal Yisrael. That's the light, Migdal Or, the lantern, the lamp of Klal Yisrael, which needs oil, holy oil, to feed it. When the Mishpat got messed up and the Pigam HaBris got messed up, it was reflected in the destruction of these three cities, which represent these three letters of Hashem's name, which resulted in which is this Shemen, this holy Shemen, which resulted, instead of light, instead of Moire Oer, we had Moire Eish. Instead of light, it was destroyed in fire. Valzet Soak Yirmiya, and about this, Yirmiya Anovi cried out, Eicho Yoshva Vodod, how is it that now we're alone, we're in exile? And the Zohar HaKadosh brings that the first letters, follow me for a minute, Eicho, Yoshva, Vodod, Ho'ir, those four words, the first letters make up the word Eva, Aleph, Yud, Beis, He, which means hate. The next three words, Rabosi, Om, Ho'yisa, Reish, Ayin, He, make up the word Ro'a, Eva, Ro'a, Sinara, evil hate. That was what caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the sinas chinam, the hate, the injustice in Klal Yisrael. Instead of behaving like brothers are supposed to behave, each one helping them, what sent the Jews into Egypt? The brothers of Yosef. They sold him down the river. Hashem sent everybody down the river. Hashem sent everybody to Mitzrayim. That machloikis among the brothers. what caused the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the grand finale? Look in the Gemara Gittin there. The Gemara tells what went on. The different stories of the injustice. Kamsa bar kamsa, person's willing to pay thousands of dollars, just don't insult me. No, the hate is so big. I don't need your money. Get out of here. Throw him out of the house in front of all the rest. All those examples, the stories the Gemara tells there that are all about this kilkul hamishpat, this the opposite of the way Jews are supposed to behave towards each other. Ki ikar hachurban bo al yidei pigam hamishpat, because the main cause of the destruction was this defectiveness, this messed up, this injustice, shehu pigam habris, which is synonymous with pigam habris, shekoshe lesakein me'oid me'oid. This combination is extremely, extremely difficult to fix, to correct. The mishpat and bris combination, when both of them are defective. Ve'ikar hatikun nigmar rak alidei. So there are so many people who are screaming now, let's do it. Why don't we do it? Why don't we get the rabbis together? Why don't we fix all of this machlokas and klal Yisrael that this one doesn't hold from this one and this group won't? Let's fix it. Rav Nosson Zal says here, as he says in many other places, as all the Sfarim tell us, that the Iker Tikkun, the true correction of this, Nigmar Rak Al Yidei Moshiach, will only be achieved through Moshiach. Shenemar Boy, about whom the Pasuk says, Veshofat Betzedek Dalim, he will judge the poor people, the lowest bit, with righteousness. Yishpoit Ani Eyom, he will judge the poor people. He will stand up for those who are downtrodden, those who have been trampled and stepped on, whether it's the religious people, whoever it is. V'chein b'har be'psukim shemedaber me'oitzim tikkun ha'mishpat shi'a yidei Moshiach. And so too we find this in many psukim, which speak about the repair of the injustice, which is going to be accomplished through Moshiach. V'oz yiskayim, then we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk, tzion b'mishpat tipode. Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim, will be redeemed with mishpat, with justice. Ki ikar hageula tia al yedei tikkun hamishpat, because the real redemption of Klal Yisrael is going to be brought about when this mishpat, when the justice is going to be established properly, shaydeze ikar tikkun habris, which will also mean true purity in the area of tikkun habris. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude this halacha. I hope that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll learn also, and we'll be able to do the next time.